Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 82 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about something that isn't anything to do with language learning, but sometimes people ask me to tell them about food in the UK or traditions or traditional holidays or customs, things like that. So we had them at Christmas. But today I'm going to talk about food because when I was a few months ago, I read something about somebody who'd been complaining because they came to the UK as an ambassador from another country, and they complained about the amount of meat, particularly lamb and potatoes, that they were offered. And they were basically saying, I've had enough of lamb and potatoes, so I don't want to see them again. But I think maybe they were talking about the Sunday roast, which isn't traditionally lamb. I mean, it can be anything: lamb, beef, chicken, pork. But maybe they were complaining about that, and the reason they were getting it so often, particularly on a Sunday, is because it's a traditional thing to do in the UK on a Sunday. And I wonder whether this person knew that. But anyway, if you come to the UK, particularly on a Sunday, you may get a Sunday roast because it's a traditional thing to have. We don't have it. My house, it's not a tradition we've carried on, but if we go out, often, like, restaurants or pubs will serve this as an option on a Sunday, either at lunchtime or in the evening. And sometimes friends, you know, cook it. Some friends that we know have it every week. I used to, when I was a child, my grandparents always, it was always like a family event. I grew up with my grandparents, and sometimes it was just us. Sometimes other family members joined and came over and ate with us. But my grandmother always made a Sunday roast on a Sunday, of course, because why else would it be called a Sunday roast? So what is a Sunday roast? Well, basically, it's meat and vegetables. It's, as I said, the meat is usually something like beef or lamb or pork or chicken. And there are sometimes special accompaniments that only come out with these things. So if you have beef, it's horseradish sauce. If you have lamb, it often comes with mint sauce. If you have pork, you often get applesauce. And you don't really mix these up. But as well as the meat, you'll also get vegetables. And really, the vegetables are your own choice. Whatever you like, whatever's in season at the moment, whatever's fresh, whatever you want to use up, maybe. But usually there are potatoes. So sometimes they are roast and boiled potatoes, but usually it comes with roast potatoes. And it's done, there are like special recipes for how to get the best roast potatoes, like passed down from generation to generation. But basically they're supposed to be crispy on the outside and like fluffy and soft, so not like hard as a rock on the inside. They're supposed to be nice and soft and fluffy inside, but crispy on the outside. And then you can have whatever other vegetables you want to have. So maybe carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, peas. I hate peas so much. We never have peas. But yeah, it's an option. So those kind of vegetables. And then often as well, there's the Yorkshire pudding. And when I was reading about this, I was interested to find out that the Yorkshire pudding, which we often serve with the meat and potatoes, used to be a dish that was served first, and people hoped that the people would fill up on this Yorkshire pudding made with eggs and flour and milk, because that was cheap, and it was much cheaper to give your guests this to fill up on before you got to the meat, which was really expensive. But now we don't do that. We serve it all together. Sometimes a lot of people buy them now. You can buy ready-made Yorkshire puddings, and you just cook them in the oven. I personally, they're fine. I would eat them, but I always remember the way that my grandmother used to make them, and she made her own every week. And, you know, as with most things, unless you're a really terrible cook, which she wasn't, homemade things are always better. So we had our homemade Yorkshire puddings when I was growing up, but now A lot of the time, people just buy them. And so I was thinking, where did this come from then? Where is the idea of a Sunday lunch? Where did that come from? And so I started doing some research, and you know, for many people, unless they were really rich and couldn't afford as much meat as they wanted, this was the best meal of the week. So they had this big meal on a Sunday with their family when traditionally people didn't work. So you could spend time with the family, and then they used the leftovers for maybe putting the meat in a pie or making a stew with the vegetables, maybe making a soup if they had stuff left over. So you had this really enjoyable meal, and then you use the leftovers because it would have been a lot harder to keep things, you know, fresh. So you had to eat it up, and then if you had anything over, then you could make something else with it. Rich people could have meat whenever they wanted, and actually that's where it's thought that the idea of the beef eaters comes from. So the guards, you might see them at the Tower of London or somewhere like that. They were allowed to eat as much beef as they wanted. It was one of the special privileges of being a king's guard. So that their official name isn't the beef eaters, but they became that because they could eat a lot of beef. And they probably did, because, you know, meat, especially in those times, was expensive, and it was a special privilege. Anyway, so that's a bit about the history. It goes back a long way to have this big kind of family get together, family meal on a Sunday. And a lot of people still do it now. Maybe not everyone, but certainly if you go out, don't be surprised if you see these kind of things on offer on a Sunday. Sometimes you can go and serve yourself the vegetables, somebody will serve you the meat, and then you could choose what you want to have. Or sometimes it's already made up for you. You choose which meat you want, and then it comes out already on the plate with the vegetables that are available at that time. And it's got different names. Sunday roast is one of them, because the meat has been roasted in the oven, so Sunday roast. Sunday lunch, but also Sunday dinner, because it's a bit confusing. For most of the country, dinner is something we eat in the evening. But for parts of Northern England, dinner is sometimes used to mean the meal that you have at midday, and then tea is the meal that you have in the evening. So if somebody invites you for dinner, let's make sure, usually it means an evening meal, but in parts of Northern England, your dinner is the thing that you have at dinner time, which there is in the middle of the day. So it's always good to check that you know what the other person means when somebody's inviting you for dinner. But lunch always means lunch, but dinner for most people means the evening meal, and some people it means the lunchtime meal, the midday meal. So I hope that was interesting and explains why we eat meat and potatoes and vegetables on a Sunday. What traditional meals from your country would you want to introduce somebody to? Let me know that in the comments, because I always think food is a really interesting way to get to know other cultures and other people, and you know, the different recipes and different ways that the food is cooked. So let me know what your favourite dish is that's eaten in your country. Or if you're from the UK, let me know if you like any other traditional UK favourites. And if you would like to support the show, I'd be really grateful if you would use my Amazon link if you're in the UK or Germany. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just like, instead of going to amazon.co.uk, you go to my link, and then any purchases that you make, I make a small commission, so it doesn't cost you any more. But then that money can come back to pay for hosting the podcast, or any equipment, or the programs that I use for editing or for doing interviews, that kind of thing. So if you want to find the show notes, you can go to englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode82. And don't forget, if you haven't done so already and you are in England or Germany, if you want to get a free book from Audible, basically you sign up for the subscription, but you can cancel the subscription before you get charged, so you get one book for free. Of course, you can also continue with the subscription if you like it. But basically, the deal is you get one book for free. The details for that are also on the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode82. So I hope you enjoyed learning about the Sunday roast, and I'll be back again next week. Have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.